Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple. Here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the holy of holy. That's what we're here tonight. That's where the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about the kingdom. Jesus taught his disciples to pray this prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and that's why we're here today. I'm Evangelist Deb Jackson, founder of DAJ Evangelist Outreach Ministry. We have a bread ministry that we distribute every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you would like to be a part of receiving the bread, that's natural bread. Matthew 4:4 says that man cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeded by the word of the mouth. Life and death is in the power of tongue. Many say they have faith, but when it comes to time, face the storm, right now, we have had a storm. So, as I was doing some chores this morning, I began to think of Noah, how God told Noah to prepare because it was going to rain. In the end of the year, the Lord prepared me to do a 21-day gathering. And on the fourth day, my mother died. And here it is. Today is the 25th of January. And the Lord has birthed in my spirit to gather family, gather those who have an ear to come to the table and eat food, our daily bread for the soul. And I have a few words of reflection from the daily bread. It comes from my heart, and it's very sacred. So as I release Monday through Friday, 30 minutes of daily bread for the soul, it will be through music and a word, the message to the mind to heal the soul. But there are many broken hearts, many families that are broken and need the Savior. Search all around for healing for us. Oppression, depression.
My Lord, how people have need.
Yes, I pause. Is where is your soul? Psalm 107 says, sensible and it is. Matthew 6:33. Matthew stated, speak ye, kingdom of God, and his righteousness. All these things shall be. God spoke to Joshua, the scepter of Moses, Joshua 1:8. He said, meditate here day and night. You will prosper. And John acted out for saying, my beloved, I wish above all things that thy heart would be in. So this morning, my beloved, let us reflect the word of God. This week, write down everything. Scratch your book. And we're going to put it instead of cast all our cares upon him. He gives all of us. That is how God clothes the grass of the field which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, say, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. That's why, my beloved, Matthew closed with this. Matthew 6:30. But see first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Let us pray. Hallelujah. 30 minutes, Father. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you like never before, God. We need you, Lord. We need you because this is the day that you need. We need joy. We need the Holy Spirit. Come upon us. Get us through this week. You created the heavens and you created the earth. And you made us. And on this week, on the seventh day, you rest. Today is Monday, first day of the week. Many of us have a journey. On that journey, we have an assignment to go, a job, some volunteer. Some are in prison right now. Some are lying at the hospital. Some are homeless. Some are depressed. Open. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, to give us the peace to surpass us all understanding. We need to learn how to trust in you. We need to believe that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You said your word through Matthew that we are not to worry. So, Father, we cast all our worries upon you this morning. We cast all of our cares upon you because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You are the lily of the valley.
Hallelujah.
And you will never
Hallelujah. Allow
Come on, us to be forsaken.
Just open your mouth and just declare.
You rain on the just.
Come
and
on,
you
just
rain
declare your love for him
on the unjust.
I love you back
tonight. So, Father,
I love you back tonight.
We come now to thank
you
for providing for everything. We thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for healing.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for healing our mind, for healing our body.
Like
we thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Lord, tonight
we woke up
like
this morning.
Never.
We thank you.
Before.
Thank you.
How many want his glory?
Making
tonight?
A way out of no way.
How many truly want it tonight like never before?
We love you. We love you.
Hallelujah.
Not Hallelujah. Because of what you do, but for who you are in my life. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. And we release blessings. We release the blessings of the Lord upon the listeners. We believe we release a smile. So when you leave today, depart from your place called home, I release a smile. Smile. It doesn't cost anything to smile. Just smile. That's part of worship unto the Lord. Enter in his gates with thanksgiving, into his court with praise. Put a smile on your face. Can you think of five people that you can smile to? Well, I've got a little exercise that I want to present to you this morning. The next 5 days, just choose five people that you can smile to. And as you're smiling, that you pray that they will receive smile as being sacred so that you can see a change. See, prayer comes by faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. The Bible says wherever two the great, and it shall be done in his name. So, my beloved, if you want to touch and agree with me, give me a call at 657-383-0957. I pray that you're sincere in heart, because, see, if it's just to prove a point, you're wasting your time, and above all, God's time. It's time to rise up and be what God called us to be. And he called us to be royal priesthood on the earth. So when we come and ask him for our daily bread, we're feeding off of heavenly manna, food for the soul. You just don't understand the power, the magnitude of what's within. And if you read the word, it's Jesus. The word is like a two-edged sword. Yes, it is. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
That's good, people of God, say, I'm breathing.
So when we present our body as a living sacrifice to live holy, it is our reasonable acceptance for God. You're created to worship him.
Come on. You got it, raise it a little louder.
You be the one. First, you got to practice. And the next four, all for his cause.
Come on, raise it before him, say it.
He is the light before man. Let our light shine. That will draw all men.
Give it all over to you, Lord.
Who is
it? Come on, shout that out one more time. Here's my word.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Come on, raise it before him. Say, here's my life.
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
This time we're going to shout it out. Say, here's my word.
Let
my word. Hey, dwell here.
Christ.
You live.
John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. Whosoever believes in him shall have everlasting life. Sacrifice. Crucified on the
down. You won't break my heart. You won't let me fall. So I give it to you. You won't let me down. You won't break my heart. You won't let me fall. So I give it to you. You won't let me down.
You won't let me down.
You won't break my heart.
You won't break my heart.
You won't let me fall.
You won't let me
so
fall.
I give it to you.
Lord, If I did not know you.